Hi, welcome to the Way to Eternal Life podcast with John Gill. Prepare your hearts and minds and be inspired as we open the Word of God today with you. Now, here is John Gill.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I am your host, John Gill. Let us start out with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, Lord, in prayer, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, Lord, for just being God and not man, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would bless every heart, every listener that is listening, that is tuning into today's podcast, Lord. Lord, let it be anointed, Lord God, Lord. Let the hearers hear what thus saith the Lord, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless, happy way, Lord. Bless every listener, Lord God, Lord. Those that are sick and tired, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would touch and heal for your glory, Lord. And Lord, just those that are not saved, Lord, that they may come to the valley of decision, Lord God, Lord, that they may give their heart and life to you before they everlast and too late. Now, Lord, bless, happy way. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. And this is the Way to Eternal Life coming to you over all the major podcast stations. We're just so appreciative of everybody that's been constantly tuning in. We really love you and really appreciate you as you've been tuning in. Today, I just wanted to kind of give you all a really special. I was able to minister to a chapel service, and so we've been praying, and the Lord burdened us to preach at the chapel service there in a Christian school. So we pray that this message today, which is entitled "Who Will Be the Simon for Our Generation," and we pray that this message will be a tremendous blessing to you as you tune in. God bless you.
After, so they're gonna do some songs, and then I'm gonna do these student of the month. We do this once a month, and then I'll introduce you after that.
Okay.
Love of Jesus. Thank you. Take a tap.
Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anoints us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. 2 Corinthians 1:3-1. Before I started doing Bible, I was not a Christian yet, and so I didn't really understand God's word. I had memorized some of it, but it didn't really mean anything to me.
And then when the Lord has saved me, he gave me a desire to read and to study and to be in his word.
Caleb, what are your plans going forward? Do you know what you're going to be doing?
This coming fall, I plan to go to the Master's University and major in biblical studies. I'm seriously considering helping and serving the Jewish people. I love the Jewish people. I love Israel. And the Lord has given me opportunities to serve them. In my local community, I volunteer at a Holocaust Resource Center at a synagogue, and I give tours, and Holocaust survivors come and speak, and I help at the library, and it's been a great opportunity to witness to the Jewish people. And I've also had friends who are missionaries in Chicago. They're watching this right now. They have gotten me involved with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry, and I'm considering eventually working with them if the Lord wills. I'm just so thankful that the Lord has allowed me to be a part of this, to love his people and to serve them in any way that I can. This has been a journey for a long time to be a champion, but as time has gone by, God has shown me that this isn't really what it's about. This isn't nearly as exciting as I thought it would be, because it's not the end. Is, as Paul said, knowing Christ and being found in him. That's my goal. And that's my goal for everyone, that they would know him as well. And that's why I'm here proclaiming his word. Not so you can see me, but so you can see Christ. And that's why I'm so thankful that's why it never really mattered how far I went into competition, because someone was always proclaiming God's word, and that's what's important. So I'm just so thankful to him for everything discover me, and Bible me in my life, all the glory be to him.
I'm not sure if this might interest you, but people are
pretty cool things.
So. I'd like to say good morning to everybody here, and thank you so much for having us be here again. But before we really get fully started, we're going to actually have a word of prayer. And I'm going to actually ask one of my person that's actually came with me, Justice Hampton. He's going to offer us prayer for today's lesson.
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to be here another day. We're so thankful that you allowed us to be here at Grace Christian School. We just pray that you would help that John as he speaks, man, he speaks that which everybody needs to hear, and he said attentively. In Jesus' name. Amen.
So as some of you all have heard, I am actually one of the alumni here. I have actually graduated back in 2002. Yes, I'm old. Yes, I don't mind admitting that. But I'm not too old to serve God. And I am very grateful to be a Christian, being saved. And I thank God for making it another year. And so we haven't spoken here in a while, but I felt the leading of God to actually be here today. Because, number one, because I actually love you all. And I'm praying for you all earnestly. Me and Brother Justice are actually from the Church of God in Jackson, Michigan. So we drove quite a ways to get here. But we love souls and we love you all. And that's why we are here today. So at this time, as you all listen attentively, I'm going to do my best not to hold long, but this burden came on my heart, and we prayed that this will be a blessing to you all. Now, just to kind of warn you what kind of a preacher I kind of am, I'm more of a kind of in-your-face kind of a preacher, so if I start to look like I go a little more further out in the audience, please forgive me, but that's the way how we operate where I go. So, anyways, we would like for everyone, if those who have our Bibles out, those who have cell phones out, if you got the Bible app, please pull that out too and listen and follow along with us in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. And we are also going to be teaching more out of the King James Version Bible, but just continue to follow along with us as the Word of God goes forward. In Luke chapter 23, and Brother Justice is going to actually be my reader for today. So if you hear some repeating, that's how we do here. So
Brother Justice, we'll start at verse 24 to get a brief content and work your way down to verse 26, and we'll give you our thought.
And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. Mm-hmm. And he released unto him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison.
Yes.
Whom they had desired.
Yes.
But he delivered Jesus to their will.
Yes.
And as they laid him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus.
All right. Read verse 26 nice and loud for us again.
And as they led him away,
yes,
they laid hold upon one Simon,
uh-huh,
a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus.
All right. Go to Isaiah chapter 6. Start reading at verse number 6 through number 8.
Then flew one of the seraphims unto me,
uh-huh,
having a live coal in his hand.
Yes.
Which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar.
All right.
And he laid it upon my mouth and, yeah, said, lo, this hath touched my lips, thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me.
Thank you. In verse 26, it says here in Luke chapter 23, verse 26, and it says, and they laid him away. They led him away. They laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. I would like to use for a thought to this morning, who is willingly to be the Simon to bear the cross for Christ? Now, I'm going to explain this. Now, oftentimes we read this, and some of us have been reading it for many, many years, but we overlook it. We overlook that one little part. And this guy was only mentioned one time. And he was the one that he was chosen to bear the cross for Jesus. And we posed the question to you all, and I was listening in on some of the activities that some of you all were planning on doing, but who has an actual burden to really turn this whole world upside down? We don't have to necessarily go to like a seminary school or any of those other schools to make a difference in the people's lives. We can make a difference in people's lives right here, right now, in our own neighborhoods. When it says going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature, that world is your world that's around you. You could be a blessing to those that are around you. You could be a blessing to those that are over there in Water Belief. You could be a blessing to those that are in Bangor, South Haven, or wherever you are from. You could be a blessing to that. But who is willing to actually bear the cross? He says, here am I, Isaiah said, here am I, send me. Are you that one that can say, here am I, Lord, you can send me. Lord, you can send me wherever you want to go. Lord, I give my heart, my all, my everything to you. Lord, I just want to surrender my whole life to you. Is that your prayer or is that your true burden? Or is your burden to be the class clown? Or is your burden to be that one that wants to have their names in the limelight? Or whatever you might be thinking of. Or is your burden to bear that cross for Jesus? He's looking for a Simon in one of us. He's looking for that Simon that can willingly to go down to Coloma, that can willingly to go down to Benton Harbor to bear the cross for him. We have so many of our teenagers right now that are all you all's ages that I deal with on a daily basis, that are dealing with depression, suicidal thoughts,
and everything else. And we have the gospel. You sit underneath these roof, listening to our teachers and everything else. We have that gospel that we can go out there. We don't have much, but such as I have. Just like when Peter said, you know, like silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. You have something to impart to someone else. But who's willingly, who has a true burden to go down to a public school and to do a Bible class at public schools? Who has the actual burden to go down into your next door neighbor and you say, I just want to hand you this tract because I love you and Jesus loves you? Or are you that one that is so ashamed of the gospel? Are you that one that's ashamed to even admit that I'm a Christian to peers when you go out and you go play sports? There are people that come in and out of here that are not saved. And you have something to impart in them. You have something such as you have. What do you have? You have that Bible that's in your hand. You have something. You have that testimony that Jesus saves. Not only does he save, but he keeps. That Jesus loves you. That he died for you. That's something that we can offer to the next generation. Don't be so caught up with being so comfortable being in your seat when you can go and be a light for this dark and cruel, cold world. Are you that one that says, Lord, I surrender everything. Lord, whatever you want to do with my life, Lord, I'm yours. Or I'm thinking about a career, or in our case, this chapel is a little boring and I really want to get out of here and I really don't want to hear you, but thank you for coming in. No, this is not, let me tell you something, folks, this is not an ordinary service. God brought us here. We did not drive these many miles not to give you what God has for us. You know God has been dealing with you. You know before you even got in here that God was dealing with you about a certain subject. And yet you don't want to, if you want to have pride in your hearts and everything else. No, let the pride go. Let everything go and surrender your life to Jesus so he can use you for this particular generation. You could be that next teacher that can teach the next generation. You could be that missionary. You could be that pastor. You could be whatever God wants to use you or wants you to be. But all he wants, my friend, is a full surrender, given all of you. We sing a song back home, My Life, O Lord, I Give to Thee. You all have so much talent among you all that you can take this world by storm. Don't waste your talents. But he's looking among the crowds and he's pointing to every last one of us and he's asking that same question. Are you that Simon? I'm picking you out of that crowd and I'm saying, I'm that Simon that I can bear the cross. Are you that Simon, my friends?
In Ezekiel chapter 23. The Lord. In Ezekiel chapter 23. I'm sorry, chapter 22, I apologize. Chapter 22, verses 30 and 31.
And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me.
All right, stop right there. He says, I sought for a man. or a woman that could stand in the gap for your generation. This is your time, young people. Don't waste it on games. Don't waste it on frivolous activities. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that it is. Please don't misquote me when you go back to class saying, oh, that preacher just said about that, oh, but games is a joke. No, I didn't say that. But what I'm saying is, what is your priorities is what I'm getting at. I sought for a man that can what?
That should make up the hedge.
That can make up the hedge.
And stand in the gap.
That can stand in the gap for my generation. Go ahead.
But I found none. No. Before me for the land that I should not destroy it, but I found none.
That's sad right there. I don't want when you have to stand before God one day and say, I could have, and when God said to you, I could have used you. And then my question to you is this, what would be your excuse of why you don't want God to use you? What would be your excuse? I sought for a teenager. Well, I'm going to put it a little more personally. I sought for assignment that can stand in the gap, that can make a hedge. Let me tell you something, folks. As part of the legacy is this. For Grace Christian School, for being here for nearly 50 plus years, they made a powerhouse. And let me tell you something, in this particular generation, you can make Grace Christian be more better than ever for your generation. They can look back at this and say, like, in 2024, there were some Simons in here. In 2024, those Simons took this city by storm. He's looking for that Simon. Are you that Simon? Are you willing to be the Simon? You know what the word consecration means? It means complete, total devotion to God. He wants your total, complete devotion. Don't be the one where God says, I found none that was in this room. Who is willing to be that Simon? Go back to our original text. Verse 26. Verse 26.
And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrene, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus.
My heart is grieved because our generation is dying off and they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. There are some in here that might be dealing with depression. I'm not sure who I'm talking to, but I do know this. There are some that are dealing with certain issues that are going on in your life. And God wants a full surrender so you can be that Simon. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Check out our website at www.waytoeternallife.net. Also, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at jgill@waytoeternallife.net. Once again, that's jgill@waytoeternallife.net. Or for prayer or wanting to be saved, phone or text message us at area code 269-888-3255. As we bring this podcast episode to a close, we would like to leave these closing thoughts with you. Here is John Gill with the final thoughts. Who's willing to be that Simon? If you're not saved, I implore you, I beg of you, come to Jesus before the everlasting too late. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of teenagers that are your age that are dying off that once knew this gospel but then decided to turn a deaf ear and say, I don't want this. Don't let that be you. Today could be your day to truly be that Simon. Are you willing to be that Simon for this generation? Every head bowed. As you truly examine yourselves, truly examine yourself with your whole heart, can you say to yourself, with maybe a show of hand, when nobody's not looking in the room, and say, pray for me. I want to be that Simon. God bless you. I want to be that Simon. And if that's you, we're going to pray a special prayer. If anybody that's in this room that's dealing with some problems and some issues, maybe that you don't want to confess it to nobody, but God knows your heart. You say, preacher, pray for me. I want to get rid of this so I can be that Simon. If that's you, you can put your hand up and we can pray for you. God bless you all. God loves you, my friend. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Lord, we pray for each and every person that's represented here. Lord, there are some in here that are going through different issues, Lord God. But we're praying this special prayer for them. They want to be an assignment, but for some reason, some are held back. We take a rebuke against the devil right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray right now that this particular audience, these children that are represented here today, Lord, Lord, they want to be the Simons. They want to take this world by storm. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just grant them what their request is, Lord God. Those that might be dealing with depression, those that might be dealing with different things, we pray, we bind that enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they may be that Simon. They want to be the one to carry the cross, Lord. They don't want no excuse whatsoever of why they did not give a full surrender to you. Lord, this is their time. Lord, this is their generation. Lord, we don't want for when you say these words, I find none. But Lord, there's somebody that want to make that hedge and be that hedge for that generation, to be that gap for this generation. We pray for each student that's in here. We pray for the teachers, Lord God. We thank you. We appreciate the teachers, Lord God. We appreciate the principal, Lord God. Lord, they sacrificed their time, giving their all. We pray for them, Lord. Give them virtue, Lord God. Renew their virtue, Lord God, Lord, as they continue to impart wisdom and knowledge to our students, to our children. We thank you for them, for you calling them to be their Simon. And now, Lord, we pray for this generation, for this time, that they be a Simon in their generation. Now, Lord, we just bless. We want you to have your way. And whatever is accomplished, Lord, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We hope to, Lord willing, see you next time as we open the Word of God with you once again on your favorite podcast station. And always remember, Jesus is the way to eternal life. May God bless you.